following is an Auburn Network production. Auburn High Basketball is on.
96.3 W. Lee.
Presented by
the Orthopedic Clinic, Russell Building Supply, and Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Mountain High Outfitters, Gutter Pro, and University Ace Hardware.
Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Auburn High School Basketball, Jacob Goins.
For the final time in area play, we are live inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium on the campus of Auburn High School in Auburn, Alabama, as your Auburn High Tigers are set to host the Panthers from Smith's Station. Hello, Tiger fans. I'm Jacob Goins. We've got a fun one on tap for you tonight as Auburn and Smith Station do battle once again, the second time this season. First time Auburn went and had a successful trip on the road. Auburn now gets to host Smith Station for the second time, hosting them for the first time, playing them for the second time, and the Lady Tigers and the Boy Tigers have a lot of work to do tonight with some big things up for grabs. We'll tell you all about it here in the pregame show, the countdown to tip off, all of that here on the Auburn High Sports Network. We'll start with the varsity girls. We'll get you to the varsity boys as we go, but we'll talk more about it here in just a moment. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hello, this is Scully Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Back here live courtside inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Just a couple of minutes away from tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station. Varsity girls game up first, and the boys are to follow. We told you this girls team, they've got a lot to play for tonight. They have a chance to go back-to-back in regular season area titles. If they win tonight, they will claim it at 5-0 in the area, which also means they will host the area tournament right here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. It's a lot of fun doing that. We got to do it last year. We'd love to make that happen again this year. So that's what Auburn can do with a win over Smith Station tonight. The Panthers, on the other hand, trying to play spoiler. They would love to come in and take down Auburn, the team to beat in the area. They are coming off a big win over the Opelika Bulldogs, 45-44. Just their fourth win of the year and their first area win of the year for the Smith Station Panthers. So Auburn coming off a close win against Central, Smith Station coming off a close win against Opelika. So should be a lot of fun here tonight. Tigers have a lot of motivation, and they will be playing with their hair on fire tonight. We're about ready for starting lineups and opening tip between Auburn and Smith Station. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee. Now, the starting lineups presented by Auburn Bank.
Time now for the Auburn Bank starting lineups. They're brought to you by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Auburn High School Basketball. We'll start with the visiting Panthers from Smith Station. It's going to look similar to the starting lineups they had just a couple of weeks ago, about 2 weeks ago, actually, when we were on the road at Smith Station. We will announce them as we are giving them here at home. The Panthers will have all black tonight. Black on top, black on bottom. Smith Station written in gray on the front with the gray number on front and back. Wearing number two is Serenity Foster. She is the guard. She will run most things for the Smith Station Panthers. Erica Robinson, who wears number five, will also be in that starting lineup. She was a couple of weeks ago. She is again tonight. Number 11 is Ava Deloach. She was in that starting lineup. She will be in as well. She had just 3 points in that first matchup. Number 15 in the starting lineup, Maya Crowell. She was a big part of what this team did just a couple of weeks ago. She's in the starting lineup, and so is number 24, Asia Davis, who was the one that had Smith Station rolling. She had 7 of their points last time. So again, the starting five for the Smith Station Panthers. Wearing number two is Serenity Foster. Number 5, Erica Robinson. Number 11, Ava Deloach. Number 15, Maya Crowell. And number 24 is Asia Davis. And your Auburn Bank starting lineups for the Auburn High Tigers. Running the point position is wearing number 0. It is Caden Carr. Down low, wearing number 11. 11 is Hannah Shepherd. Wearing number 20 is Braylee Winfrey. She makes things go for this Auburn High team offensively. She is in the starting lineup as well. Down low is number 33, Isabella Paul, and getting her first start of the season. Wearing number 22 is the senior, Olivia Quinones. That's right, the senior guard. She was one of the five that was honored here just a few weeks ago. She is in the starting lineup as well. So, number 0, Caden Carr. Number 11, Hannah Shepherd. Number 20, Braylee Winfrey. 33, Isabella Paul. And number 22, Olivia Quinones. We are just about ready for tip-off between Auburn and Smith Station. Let's get this thing started.
It's game time on 96.3 W. Lee. The first half of AHS basketball is presented by Russell Building Supply.
We are ready to go between Auburn and Smith Station, Tigers and Panthers in a cat fight here in the Lady Tigers and the Lady Panthers. Girls game up first, boys are to follow. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Told you the Panthers in all black, Tigers are in all white. White on top, white on bottom, big blue tiger paw on the chest with the blue number underneath it on front and back. It'll be Isabella Paul to tip it up for the Tigers against Asia Davis of the Panthers. Auburn moving left to right on your radio dial. Smith Station moving right to left. Smith Station 4-15 on the season. Struggling are the varsity girls, but we told you they're coming off their first area win of the season. Tigers, on the other hand, 16-3, 4-0 in area play, and Auburn wins the tip, and we're underway inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Again, in the half court to our right, Braylee Winfrey gets to the baseline. She's cut off, kicks it out, open three, and Caden Carr gets us started from downtown. It's 3-0. Tigers steal the inbound, and Caden Carr is fouled on the way up. What a start for 0 in white, the salmon-colored sneakers for Caden Carr. And I thought that foul may have been in the act of shooting. They're going to say it was on the floor. So that will have Auburn on a baseline inbound to the left of the basket. Caden Carr will be the trigger. She kicks it out to Hannah Shepherd inside the semicircle. Puts it on the floor. Does the freshman lost it. Here comes Smith Station. Their first possession of the night. Ahead is Erica Robinson. Goes coast to coast. Uses the offhand and lays it in strong. Right-handed layup. Left side of the basket. And it's 3-2. Auburn's lead over Smith Station. 35 seconds into the game. Well, the full court press by the Panthers gets it to Braylee Winfrey. Pulls up from 12 from the volleyball line corner, and it is good. Braylee Winfrey just unstoppable on a dribble pop-up, and then Smith Station throws it away thanks to the pressure of Auburn. 7-10 to play, first quarter. Auburn leads Smith Station 5-2. Here in the opening frame, left to right we move. Braylee Winfrey has it at the top. She'll dump it down for Hannah Shepherd. Finds a cutting Isabella Paul. High off the window. And 33 in white gets it to go. Her first bucket of the night. And Auburn's up by 5 a minute into the game. Right to left we go. Panthers are able to break the full court press. Erica Robinson has it on the right-hand side of the floor in front of a clapping Auburn High School bench. They're active early here against the Panthers. Ball's at the top with Erica Robinson. She's guarded by Caden Carr. Dribble handoff at the top. Ball poked away. One-on-one for Braylee Winfrey. Takes her time and pulls up from the elbow and cannot come up with it. Caden Carr is there to clean up the miss. Caden Carr has 5 of the 9 so far for Auburn in this first quarter. Panthers nearly throw it away, and now they do. That pressure by Auburn on a made basket is something most teams just simply are not ready for, and Auburn forces another turnover. It'll be Tiger basketball in the half court to our right. 6:19 to play, first quarter, 9-2 is the lead. Olivia Quinones threw it away and then rips it right back. Gets the steal in the corner. Caden Carr comes up with it. She steps on the sideline, and it's out of bounds on Auburn High School. Again, Olivia Quinones in the starting lineup tonight. Pearl Simmons steps up to the scorer's table. She will come in to relieve Olivia Quinones. And timeout is called on the floor. Believe it's a 30-second timeout. It is. So we'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Want to remind you, the first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. We are just a couple of minutes in to this opening quarter. Auburn leading Smith Station 9-2 in the varsity girls game. We'll have the girls and then the boys coming up to follow. all here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Should be a fun night inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. 6-12 to play first quarter. And Auburn with a 9-2 lead over the Lady Panthers. Robinson will dribble it across the Auburn High A. They'll work it inside to the high post and now kick back out. That's an open three just off the left side of the arc and gets it to fall. And Ava DeLoach lets it rip and buries it. And Smith Station back within four. Here come the Tigers. Braylee Winfrey finds a cutting Bella Paul and gets it to fall on the layup. Good move by Bella. She was wide open on the low block. Tigers get two of the points back. Smith Station gets ahead of themselves, and Erica Robinson turns it over. 11-5 is Auburn's lead. First quarter, 5:41 to play. Here in just the first 8 minutes of the ball game. Winfrey at the top. She'll hand off for Caden Carr. Tigers working on the perimeter here in front of us. Bella Paul down low. Two-handed pass to Hannah Shepard. Can't get the layup to fall off the back iron. Fights for her own rebound. Hits the floor and able to save it off of a Panther. It'll stay right here. So Pearl Simmons will be the inbounder, kicks it to the far corner. Caden Carr off the inbound, an awkward-looking three won't fall. Rebound fought for underneath. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow goes to the Panthers. Auburn 11, Smith Station 5. 5:19 to play first quarter. Here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium, our second-to-last area game of the season. Fifth of six. Here between Auburn and Smith Station. Panthers have it in the near corner. Ball's in the hands of Ava DeLoach. She hit the three the last time down the floor. Tigers reach in and foul in the lane. And they're going to get Pearl Simmons, which is just Auburn's first foul of the quarter. 5:05 to play opening frame. 11-5. Auburn leads Smith Station. Baseline left. All the way to our left, the inbound, the layup won't fall. That was alligator arm by Serenity Foster. Here comes Auburn. Caden Carr across the 10-second line. Kicks to Pearl Simmons in the near corner and wasn't ready for a hot pass. Goes right through the hands and out of bounds. And the Tigers turn it over again. As head coach Courtney Pritchett is on Pearl Simmons right now, who subs out as Sophie Arrington will come in wearing one in white. That was a perfect play. Pearl Simmons was going to be wide open, and head coach Courtney Pritchett is not happy about the unforced turnover. Here's a turnover, though, forced by Hannah Shepard. Gets out in front of everybody and cashes in. Hannah Shepard gets her first bucket of the game. Braylee Winfrey then steals it. Whips it down low for Shepard. Goes back-to-back. Does 11 and white. She's got four. Tigers are up by 10. 15-5 is Auburn's lead, 4:20 to play first quarter. Panthers kick it out. DeLoach had an open three and then a double dribble. Couldn't come up with it and double dribbled, and we're going the other way. 15-5, Auburn over Smith Station in the varsity girls game with 4:18 to play in the first quarter. Bella Paul will sub out. Jalen White will sub in. For the first time tonight, Jalen White, the eighth grader, who is now in. Tigers turn it over. Here comes Smith Station. Erica Robinson, dribble drive against Caden Carr. Layup off the bottom of the backboard won't fall. Put back not there, but fouled. And Serenity Foster will head to the charity stripe. The first free throw attempts of the game for either side. And Hannah Shepard will be the one who picks up the foul. Hannah, the freshman, has played extremely well for this Auburn High team, man. She's going to be a good one the older she gets here at Auburn High School. And the first free throw from Serenity. Toilet bowl's out. Hannah's older brother, Bryson, getting ready to get the baseball season started for head coach Tommy Carter. That's coming up in just a couple of weeks, man. Really looking forward to that. Second free throw, too strong by Serenity Foster. Long rebound to the far corner. Comes out to a Panther, who then shoe-shines a pass into the hands of Caden Carr. Dribble drive into three different Panthers, and fouled on the way in was Caden Carr. I don't know if that was in the act of shooting. I don't believe it was. Tigers going to sub three in here. As Kaylee Levitt comes in, Jada Williams comes in, Reagan Small will come in as three starters take a seat, Shepard, Winfrey, and Carr. Tigers have it in the half court to our right. Sophie Arrington tries to trigger it in. She finds Jalen White, power dribble, layup, no, but she was hacked on the way up. And 5 and White will step to the free throw line. And Auburn will have their first free throws of the evening. 3:51 to play. Tigers lead 15-5 here in the varsity girls game. Fans starting to turn out a little bit here in the varsity girls game on a Tuesday evening. And Jalen White unable to bank in the free throw. And Auburn 16-3 on the season, 4-0 in area play. A win tonight would secure that area title in the regular season. And that allows you to host the area tournament right here on this floor. As Jalen White comes up empty at the line. Here come the Panthers in transition. Bank shot won't go from Serenity Foster. And then the Tigers trying to turn up the floor. Jada Williams goes a little too fast and turns it over into her own bench. Head coach Courtney Pritchett, though, just tells her, slow it down a little bit. No need to push that hard. You're up by 10 here in this first frame. So Panthers have it in the half court to our left. The inbound on the far side of the floor. Serenity Foster, dribble drive, baseline blocked. It was Jalen White who got the block. Rebound comes to the Panthers. A turnaround jumper won't fall. Hit every part of the rim and won't go down. And Kaylee Levitt's able to clear. It's Arrington, Levitt, White, Small, and Williams, the five on the floor. Speaking of Williams, in the corner, open three, left it short. Reagan Small's there. Bank shot won't fall off the putback. And the rebound is cleared by the Panthers. They throw it ahead. Here is Erica Robinson. Dribble drive on Jada Williams, who fouls her on the way in. That shot, or that foul, will be in the act of shooting. They're going to get Jada on the foul. That'll be the second or third on Auburn. I think it's the third. But maybe it's just the second. Maybe my math is not right. As the first free throw from five in black is good. She's up to 3 points in this first quarter. It is just the second foul on Auburn. Smith Station, this is something to watch. They have four. And one for two at the free throw line. As Reagan Small is able to clear. Here she comes, coast to coast, had her layup blocked. And the Panthers look to run, under three to play, and down by nine. And can't get the layup to fall. Jalen White tries to pull down the board, foul underneath. She took a big hit. Is that 24 in there? No, it's 22. That is Courtney Allen, who's going to get the foul call for the Smith Station Panthers. And that should put Auburn at the free throw line. That's what I was just saying. That puts Auburn at the free throw line. The rest of this first quarter, 2:52 to play. So 15-6 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station. So Jalen White, the eighth grader, will take her time at the free throw line, trying to extend a 9-point lead for Auburn with 2:52 to play in the first quarter. High arcing shot is good. Funny enough, both of these teams, Auburn and Smith Station, coming off of tight wins against area foes. Second free throw from Jalen White is good. That's strong, man. If you can get Jalen White, you're one of your bigs, to step up and start knocking down free throws, you are a hard team to beat. Smith Station coming off a 1-point victory over Opelika. Auburn coming off the dramatic 1-point victory over Central on the road on Friday night. It was Anavia Nelms who had the game-winning free throw with a second to go. As the Panthers are able to force it inside. And Serenity Foster will earn her way right back to the free throw line. That was in the act of shooting, so two in black will step up to the line. 17-6, 2:34 to play, first quarter. And one way to keep a team in and on the road is putting them at the line. Smith Station shown they're not a bad free throw shooting team. First free throw from Foster, as I say that, clanks off. Foster was held to just 1 point the last time these two teams played in a 68-26 win for Auburn. About 45 minutes up the road. As 32 and White steps in, that is Alex Anderson, who is in for the Auburn High Tigers. So 32, Anderson in the ballgame. Sophie Arrington will run point. Crossover dribble at the top. Tigers moving left to right on your radio dial. Reagan Small lets one fly from the far corner. It won't fall. Panthers able to clear. Here is Erica Robinson, right to left on your radio dial. Splits the defenders. Gets it high off the window and falls in for Erica Robinson. She has 5. She had 10. No, 11. Apologies. The last time these two teams played. So she picks right back up where she left off. Tigers turn it over in the half court. Under 2 to play. Auburn's lead is down to 9. And the Panthers have it in the half court to our left. Robinson has it at the top. Arrington plays one-on-one. Sticks in front of her. Robinson spin move in the lane. Gets to the basket and gets it to go through the contact as well. Erica Robinson having a first quarter here on the road. Tigers cannot stop her. Lead is cut to 7. Williams has it at the top, trying to force it down low to Anderson and threw it away. The exact same turnover twice in a row. Here come the Panthers. They could cut into a 7-point deficit. And a platoon swap coming in at the next dead ball. Tigers force a turnover. Arrington tries to get ahead of the pass and cannot do so. Just a little hot from Reagan Small, and it goes out of bounds underneath the Tigers basket. And so 4 out of the 5 starters will come in for Auburn High. Bella Paul, Hannah Shepard, Caden Carr, Braylee Winfrey, and then Anavia Nelms. We'll see her first action on the night. Panthers moving right to left. Full court press for the Tigers starters back in the basketball game. Trying to get across the 10-second line, and they do. Tigers trap as soon as she crosses half court. Timeout called by Smith Station. It is a 30-second timeout. We'll leave it right here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 104 to play. First quarter, Auburn leads 17-10 in the varsity girls game. But we will pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the Auburn High Sports Network.
96.3 W. Lee, WGZZ HD2 Waverly, and W242 AX Auburn Opelika.
96.3 W. Lee.
17-10 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station here in the varsity girls game with 104 to play in the opening quarter. I'm Jacob Goins. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. However you're tuned in tonight on 96.3 W. Lee on your radio dial, 963WLEE.com, or that Radio Alabama app. I appreciate you being along for the ride on this Tuesday evening. Panthers get a shot out of the timeout. Left it short, did Morris. She comes up with her own board. Erica Robinson dumps it down low. Dribble drive, spin move blocked by Bella Paul. Rebound fought for by Anavia Nelms, who then steps on the baseline and out of bounds, so the Panthers will keep it in the half court to our left. 17-10, Auburn leads. Panthers inbound, finds a cutter. Shot is blocked again. Morris had it blocked. Rebound to a Panther. Put back won't fall, and Bella gets the block. She gets the rebound as well, and here comes Braylee Winfrey. Ahead for Anavia Nelms. Down low for Shepard. Back out for Nelms. Thought about the three. Dribble drive. Big shot. No. Rebound for Ball. For Paul, who puts it back in. Bella Paul's got 6 in the opening quarter. Tigers' lead is back up to 9. Here come the Panthers with 20 seconds. Morris gets into the lane, won't fall, and then it does on the putback. Good second effort by 10 in black. That's Morris. Lead is down to 7 again. Tigers have it in the half court. Carr lets one fly and banks it home with 5 seconds in the corner. Caden Carr has 8 in the quarter. Auburn's lead is 10, and the first quarter comes to an end. 22-12. Auburn leads Smith Station. Stick around. Second quarter coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
Start of the second quarter between Auburn and Smith Station, 22-12. Tigers over the Panthers here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. I'm Jacob Goins. We appreciate you being with us here on the Auburn High Sports Network. Want to remind you, first half action of tonight's game is presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Auburn moves left to right on your radio dial. Brantley Winfrey has it in the half court. Kicks to the near corner. That's Caden Carr. Started the second quarter with a three. She ended the first with one. She starts the second with one. Winfrey tries to poke the ball free. Cannot do so, but then they throw it away to Hannah Shepherd. Kicks to the wing. Anavia Nelms. That's a three. No. Winfrey fights for the rebound. Goes out of bounds off the Panthers. And it'll be Auburn High School basketball. It is the Caden Carr Show against Smith Station. She had eight in the first quarter. She's got three already in the second. Tigers in the half court to our right. Hannah Shepherd gets to the lane, had her lunch money stolen, and Caden Carr steals it right back. Pulls up from three. In transition, not that time. Rebound pulled down by 24 in black. That's Asia Davis, who then has it stolen, and Brantley Winfrey lays it in. Tigers have their largest lead. It's now 15. And then a foul on the far side of the floor. I believe they're going to get Anavia Nelms on a reach-in foul. Caden Carr, man, something about playing Smith Station. Last time we played the Panthers on the road at Smith Station, she had 16 points. She's well on her way to doing that here tonight. She's already got 11 in the first half. 27-12 is Auburn's lead. Panthers in the half court to our left. It's Erica Robinson at the top. She's guarded by Caden Carr. Gets to the semicircle, nearly lost it. Picks up her dribble. Bounce pass on the low block. Spin move on Bella. Sticks with her and blocked, and then a late foul call. Looked like a great move by 33 and White. Bella gets the foul, and 24 Asia Davis heads to the free throw line. I thought that was a great move by Isabella Paul to not leave her feet, stick with the shooter. But unfortunately, officials did not agree. And the first free throw from Asia Davis is no good. 27-12 as Auburn's lead, 6:50 to go in this first half. And second free throw, high spinner, no good. And Caden Carr pulls down the board. Nelms on the left-hand side. She'll hand off behind her to Caden Carr. Her three rattles in and out. Brantley Winfrey, been quiet offensively, gets the rebound. Pulls up from 12 feet. No. Bella's there. Cleans it up. No. Pulls down a rebound again. Kicks it out for Anavia. Over to the far corner. Caden Carr. That's a three. Left it way short. Bella's there again. Cannot get the putback. One more time. No. But she will head to the free throw line. Isabella Paul did all the right things. Just couldn't get it to fall. But she's got a chance to get two at the free throw line. 15, for the Tigers, number 33, Bella Paul. Again, reminder, the first half action of tonight's game presented by Russell Building Supply and Russell DeWitt Center. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. 6:25 to play first half. Auburn leads 27-12 and now 28-12 as Bella Paul knocks down the first free throw. Caden Carr, Hannah Shepherd, Anavia Nelms, Brantley Winfrey, and of course Isabella Paul, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett here in this second quarter. Head coach Courtney Pritchett got the gray suit on tonight, looking sharp on the far side of the floor. Bella goes two for two. So how about this? Bella Paul steps up and goes two for two at the line. Jalen White went two for two at the free throw line in the first quarter. So both your bigs combined four for four at the charity stripe. That's strong. In area play. Panthers have it right to left. Dribbles on the baseline and goes out of bounds. Does Asia Davis. And the Tigers force another turnover. Up 29-12 with 6:12 to play in the first half. Left to right on your radio dial. Anavia Nelms brings it across the blue and YA of Auburn High at center court. Her and Caden Carr play a two-man game at the top. In low to Hannah Shepherd. Kicks out to the corner. Brantley Winfrey for three. Too strong. And the rebound pulled down on the far side. Caden Carr, no hesitation. It rattles home. Does Caden Carr. She is smoking hot from behind the three. She's got six in the second quarter alone. Tigers block the layup attempt. Kick out for the Panthers. Pull up from 18 feet. And a bullet jumper no good. Here comes Brantley Winfrey. Up the sideline. Right wing. Gets down low. Hannah Shepherd falling to the floor, can't convert. And the Panthers are able to slow it down. Here comes Ava Deloach. She kicks to the right-hand side. Jumper too strong. And the freshman Hannah Shepherd pulls down the board. Auburn has their largest lead of the night. It's 20. as we approach the five-minute mark in this second quarter. Winfrey, near corner for Carr. She wants another one. Yes! Kaden Carr can't be stopped. She had eight in the first quarter. She's got eight in the second quarter. She matches her total she had against Smith Station just a couple of weeks ago with two more quarters to play. My goodness, KC. Panthers have it right to left. In the far corner, Hannah Shepard knocks that thing out of bounds. This falls right out of the hands of Gordon. And Tigers are feeling it here at home. Kaden Carr is unconscious. And Anavia now steals the inbound. Tigers have three on three. Navia puts her head down, gets to the basket. Good and a foul. Good and a foul. Anavia Nelms, her first bucket on the night, and a chance at one more at the free throw line. Everybody getting in on the action here for Auburn High against Smith Station. They have blown this thing open here in the first half. Anavia now the sixth different Tiger to get in the scoring column. And Smith Station commits a lane violation. Anavia was unable to knock down the free throw. But she will get another chance on the lane violation from the Panthers. Second attempt, good. Looks like the free throw she hit on the road at Central the other night to give Auburn a one-point win, 42-41, in one of the more closer dramatic games we've seen in a long time for this Auburn High girls team. And the free throw line jumper won't fall for Smith Station. Tigers back on offense with 4.5 to play and a 38-12 lead in the first half. Kaden Carr, left wing, thought about the three. Erica Robinson with a hard closeout. They dump it down low. Jalen White powers her way into the lane and gets fouled on the way up. And Jalen White, the eighth grader, back to the free throw line.
To the line for the Tigers, number five, Jalen White. Two shots.
So Auburn trying to get their fifth area win this season. Also trying to build on a seven-game win streak is Auburn High. And head coach Courtney Pritchett, they'd love to continue that into a road game against Opelika on Friday. As Jalen White's first free throw is off the right side. Trying to build on that seven-game win streak, trying to clinch the area and host the area tournament. And trying to find any last-minute tune-ups. Again, a road game at Opelika Friday. You have a couple of games next week, a non-area play at Ben Russell, and then Park Crossing comes here on Tuesday for the regular season finale. Then you get ready for postseason play as Jalen White is pure on the second free throw. 3 out of 4 at the line for the eighth grader. Not too bad. And the Panthers trying to find any sort of life offensively. Not a bad first quarter, but they have yet to score. In this second quarter, all 12 of their points came in the first frame. They have not scored in over 4 minutes. Give a lot of credit to this Auburn High team. They've missed some shots, but not that one. As Ava Deloach, she had three in the first. She gets the first bucket of the second quarter for the Panthers with under four to play. 39-14, Auburn leads. Kaden Carr, near corner. Can she do it again? No. Off the back iron. Jalen White pulls down the board. Goes back up for the layup. Won't fall. Kaden Carr is there. Can't get the layup to fall, but she was slapped on the arm. And zero. And White is going to the line. Kaden Carr has been the name to know in this first half. 8 points per quarter. She has 16 total and can add to it. At the charity stripe, this Auburn team, man, they just don't stop. They are relentless on everything they do as Carr is able to roll in the first free throw. Anavia Nelms, Hannah Shepard, Braylee Winfrey all have a seat. Kaylee Levitt, Pearl Simmons, and Sophie Arrington will sub in for Auburn High School. And the second free throw, also good for Kaden Carr. Give her 10 in this second corner. Auburn has put up 41 points. In this second quarter, and they're not done. As a long three, unable to fall by Erica Robinson, Tigers rip down the board. Ahead for Sophie Arrington, dumps it underneath for Kaylee Levitt. Layup won't fall. Rebound fought for, out of bounds off of the Tigers. So Smith Station basketball wearing all black here on the road tonight. Black on top, black on bottom. They've got the silver-white number right in the middle with Smith's written on top, Station written on bottom, and the white number on the back of their jerseys. It's Erica Robinson at the top. She'll kick to Deloach on the right-hand wing. Wants another bucket. Not that time. She airballed the three. And the Tigers recover. So after the airball three, it is the Tigers in the half court to my right. Caden Carr has it in the far corner. Between the legs, dribble. Step back three. Has cooled off a little bit. Has Caden Carr. Rebound fought for underneath. And a jump ball is called between Jalen White and Kendall Woodyard. And possession arrow stays with the Panthers. Or it goes to the Panthers. Apologies. Would have stayed with Auburn. Instead, it goes to Smith Station. 2:45 to play first half. Auburn leads 41-14 in the varsity girls game. Be sure you stick with us. We'll have the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Talk about this game. Smith Station works it down low. Spin move by Woodyard won't fall off the backboard, but she was fouled. So 25 in black will step up to the line. Kendall Wood, you got some ocean blue shoes on tonight, just 25 in black. Those are sharp looking. First free throw is no good. 41-14, Auburn leads Smith Station. And Tigers won this game on the road a couple of weeks ago back on January 13th. They won it 68-26, much like this game right here, man. Just too much firepower for the Auburn High Tigers. 0-for-2 goes Woodyard. Caden Carr brings it across half court. Kicks to the near corner. Sophie Arrington cut off on the baseline drive. Hands back out to Carr. Cross-court pass was deflected and stolen by Erica Robinson. She puts her head down. Gets to the basket. No, but she was fouled. Believe that was before the shot. And that is just the fourth foul on Auburn in the quarter. So no free throws yet. Both teams have four fouls. Next foul and all fouls will put either team at the free throw line for the next 2:21. Jalen White will have a seat as Bella Paul subs back in. And Pearl Simmons subs out. Jada Williams is back in for the Tigers. So Caden Carr, the lone starter, actually Isabella Paul's out there too. Caden Carr steals it off the baseline right inbounds. And she'll slow it down and walk across the 10-second line. Left to right go the Tigers. Williams has it on the far side. Kicks it back out to Caden Carr. Back to Williams. Takes the three and cannot make the three. Kicks off the rim. Goes over the backboard and out of bounds. Oh, 2:05 to play. Second quarter. Auburn leads 41-14. First half here in the varsity girls game. At the top, Panthers trying to work it around the rainbow. Bounce pass to Deloach on the right-hand side. She'll pull up a long two-point shot, and the straight-arm shot no good. Rebound pulled down by Kaylee Levin. Here comes Caden Carr. Steps in to a long three. Oh, my gosh. Caden Carr, she could shoot it from half court, and it would go in. Give her 13 points in the second quarter, and Auburn has 44 in this first half. Kaylee Levin jumps the pass. She's by herself, and the right-handed layup is good. Kaylee Levin gets it to fall with the right hand. She's on the board as well. Auburn is off and running up 46-14 in this first half. Panthers can't stop the bleeding. Missed jump shot. And then a timeout is called by Auburn High's head coach, Courtney Pritchett. His team is exhausted. Full timeout called. We'll take one with them. 46-14. Auburn leads with just a couple of minutes to play in the second quarter. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank. Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama. A steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank. Champions of you. Member FDIC. Online at auburnbank.com.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W Lee.
Tigers with the lead and the basketball moving left to right on your radio dial. We approach a minute to play in this first half. Auburn has it in the half court to our right. Reserves are in. Basketball's at the top of the key. They kick to the right-hand side. Morgan Allen's floater won't fall. Jada Williams pulls down the board. We're under 60 seconds to play in the first half. Cat Foreman's got it in the near corner. Back out to Allen. Pulls up from the elbow. Too strong. Long rebound comes out to Ava DeLoach for the Panthers. Right to left comes Smith Station. They've got it on the right-hand wing. DeLoach pulls up from the baseline, too strong. Rebound comes in the hands of 25 in black. Back out for DeLoach, and the 8-foot jump shot is good. She's got 4 in the corner, 7 for the game. Auburn with the basketball and the lead with 30 seconds to play. Dump down low, blocked shot underneath. Rebound comes out to the Tigers. Ball's on the floor, body's on the floor. Able to kick it out to Morgan Allen. Cat Foreman now in the near corner. Back out to Allen. Ball is fought for. Jump ball called. Possession arrow is with Auburn. 18 seconds to play in the second quarter. Auburn's lead is 30, 46 to 16. Cat Foreman will inbound off the right-hand side. Gets it into the near corner. Ball nearly stolen. Tipped out of bounds right here in front of us on the roadside. And out of bounds, it'll stay with Auburn. And so Tigers have it in the half court. They inbound into the lane. Gets to the basket high. Arcing layup won't fall. Rebound comes to the Panthers. They look to push with 8 seconds. Ball's net rattling around at half court. In the hands of a Panther with 4. DeLoach has it in the half court with 3. Kicks to the corner with 1. 3 at the buzzer. Does not fall. And Auburn will take a 30-point lead into the locker room. 46-16. Tigers over the Panthers. Stick around. The Orthopedic Clinic halftime report is coming up right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leak protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Show.
At the half, your Auburn High Tigers lead the Smith Station Panthers 46-16 in the varsity girls game here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika. To better serve you, you can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. You heard that score right. 46-16 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station in the varsity girls game. Just an avalanche, man, of what Auburn was able to do in that first half offensively. The point differential on the scoreboard is one thing, but you start looking at the individual performances for this Auburn High team. Would you believe me if I told you that Auburn is up by 30 and Braylee Winfrey only scored 4 points? Think about that in itself for a moment, folks, on how good Braylee Winfrey has been. Folks, she scored 18 last time these two teams met. She had 21 against Central on the road last Friday. She has just 4 in this first half because Kaden Carr, have yourself a night. She has 21 points on the evening. Does Kaden Carr? She had 8 in the first quarter, 13 in the second quarter, and has been on fire here this evening. Let's get to some more of those halftime scoring stats brought to you by Troy Bank and Trust, the best of a local community bank with the technology, tools, and resources of a regional one. Troy Bank and Trust, the only bank you'll ever need. 21 for Kaden Carr. That's right. How about Paula Paul? She had 8. Hannah Shepard and Braylee Winfrey both had 4. Anavia Nelms, Jalen White both had 3. And then Kaylee Lovett had a couple of free throws made in that second quarter to give her 2. Just 3 Smith Station Panthers have scored so far. Erica Robinson, Ava Deloach both have 7. And then Morris has 2. Tigers lead with a 30-point advantage here at the half. This is the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. The Halftime Report continues after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Franklin Tire and Auto is your one-stop automotive shop. For quality, dependable tires, Franklin features Bridgestone, Firestone, and Yokohama. For complete car care, trust Franklin's ASE-certified technicians. And for precision collision repair, Franklin's state-of-the-art body shop can fully restore any make or model. With free estimates, insurance claims welcome, and 24-hour towing, all at one stop. Since 1970, Franklin Tire and Auto, East University Drive, across from CC's Pizza, and at franklinautoinc.com.
This is Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price. When we have the opportunity to assist residents of this county, we are pleased to offer options in an effort to make your business with us as convenient as possible. You may visit any of our 3 offices, one in Auburn, one in Opelika, and in Smith Station. We are open to serve you Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. until 4:30 p.m. Central Time and 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time in Smith Station. Thank you for allowing me to serve you.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High Basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
Welcome back into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Auburn leading Smith Station 46-16 here at the half of the varsity girls game. And keys to the second half, get the ball to Kaden Carr. She cannot miss. I think she had 2 or 3 misses maybe in the entire first half, but 21 points in just 16 minutes of play is nasty work for your starting guard. So get her the basketball, get this lead a little bit more, and get to the fourth quarter and call off the dogs. That's what I think Auburn needs to do if they want to walk out of here with a nice win. They'll get their 5th win in area play. They'll clinch the regular season area title, and they will host the area tournament right here on your home floor. This has been the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report, The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Second half action coming up here on 96.3 W Lee.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Happy New Year from owner Justin Quinn and his innovative team at Sensegreen HVAC and Insulation. Looking for a clean, comfortable retreat for your home this new year? Contact East Alabama's premier and most affordable carrier dealer at 334-641-5450 or at sensegreen.com. Now extending up to $1,500 off any new system through February, Sensegreen offers competitive financing for all their sensible green solutions. This winter, for air that is warm and clean, call Sensegreen with Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Now let's get back to the action on 96.3 W Lee. The second half of AHS basketball is presented by Gooch Performing Arts Center.
Start of the second half between Auburn and Smith Station. Your Lady Tigers lead the Panthers here at home 46-16 as we begin the second half. Want to let you know that second half action on tonight's game is presented by the Gooch Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goochcenter.auburn.edu. Auburn with a 30-point lead at the half, 46-16. Caden Carr outscored Smith Station on her own. She had 21 of the 46 for Auburn. And, again, that's a big story. Brayley Winfrey not really being involved is a big story. But isn't it nice for Auburn to kind of see a game like this where you can win an area play and your leading scorer on the season is a minimal factor at best, right? That's a big deal for head coach Courtney Pritchett and this Auburn High team. So trying to clinch that regular season area title, and you can do so in the next two quarters on your home floor. Smith Station moving left to right. Tigers will be moving right to left. Panthers wearing all black. Tigers in all white. And Hannah Shepherd starts with a poke steal. She's all by herself. Gets to the right hand. And starts us off in this third quarter with a scoop and score. Does Hannah Shepherd. She's now got 6 on the ball game. Auburn's lead is 32 in this second half. We're just 30 seconds in to the third quarter. At the top, it is Serenity Foster. Gets it off to Ava Deloach. Pulls up from the free throw line. It won't fall. Rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Put back no good. Hannah Shepherd is there to clear. Here comes Caden Carr. Hot hand in the first half. Different basket. Is it a different result? This time it is. And Shepherd pulls down the rebound. Carr works it over to Winfrey. Pull up from the free throw line. Yes. Brayley Winfrey rattles it home, and Auburn has hung 50 on Smith Station and a long way to go. Nearly stolen. Pulls up and steps inside the semicircle, and Asia Davis gets her first bucket to fall after Caden Carr cheated and unable to pull off the steal. 50-18, 6:45 to play. Third quarter, Tigers moving right to left on your radio dial. Anavia Nelms, Hannah Shepherd, Caden Carr, Bella Paul, Brayley Winfrey, the five on the floor for head coach Courtney Pritchett to start this third quarter. Tigers inbound after it was poked out of bounds. Brayley Winfrey has it at the top. She's guarded by Ava Deloach. Hand off to Caden Carr on the right-hand side. Now they feed it to the far wing. That's Anavia Nelms on the right free throw line extended. 6:20 to play. No shot clock, so Tigers in no threat there. Nelms a crossover dribble. Dumps down low. Shepherd goes to work. Finds Bella Paul to bail out. Kicks out to Caden Carr. Left wing three. No, not that time. And the rebound pulled down by the Panthers. Ball is fought for underneath. Possession arrow stays with Auburn. Oh, they called a reach-in foul on Anavia Nelms. I must have missed that on the weak side. Looked to be a clean jump ball up underneath. Instead, Auburn gets called on a reach-in foul with Anavia Nelms. So apologies. Wave off the jump ball foul on Anavia at Smith Station Basketball. In the half court to our right, It's Erica Robinson at the top. Tigers run a 2-3 zone. They kick to the corner. A three with a long rebound coming here near us. And rolls right into the scores table. Tigers are not able to get there, they say. It is Smith Station basketball. Good effort by Hannah Shepherd, though, on trying to steal that thing. But Smith Station will keep possession in the half court to our right. They dump down low. Tigers have three defenders there, stripping it away. Jump ball force. This time, the possession arrow goes to the Tigers. Haven't been a ton of entry passes to the lane, but tonight, at least for Smith Station. But when they do, man, Tigers just go full at it. It's unbelievable, like a piranha with a piece of meat, man. They just all swarm to it like their life depends on it. Now Erica Robinson gets the poke steal. One-on-one, she gets to Caden Carr, who's able to block the layup attempt. Rebound comes to a trailing Panther. That's Serenity Foster, who gets her first bucket of the game, her first field goal against Auburn this season. Under 5 minutes to play, third quarter. Auburn's lead is still 30. And a dribble handoff blown up and knocked out of bounds by the Panthers off to our left. 50-20. Auburn leads, 4:49 to play in the third quarter. Carr has it at the top, guarded by number five in black. That's Erica Robinson. Bella comes up to set the screen. Instead, she gets the pass. She's stuck at the top of the semicircle looking for somebody to hand it off to. Finds Hannah Shepherd. Lets it rip from deep and leaves it just a bit short. Rebound fought for underneath. Brandy Winfrey comes up with it, but Panthers get a hand on it. They call a jump ball, and it goes to Smith Station. I love the shot from Hannah Shepherd, man. Let that thing fly if you're the freshman. She was so open, she had to shoot it right there. Just couldn't come up with the points. Panthers bring it up the floor slowly, left to right on your radio dial. They work it into the near corner. That's Ava Deloach. Dumped down low. Tigers steal it. Here comes Brayley Winfrey up the sideline. Looks for somebody. Cuts up to the middle of the floor. Kicks to the right-hand wing. Nelms thought about the three instead. Gets to the lane and had her shot blocked into the padding behind the basket. And Anavia will take a seat. Pearl Simmons will sub into the game for head coach Courtney Pritchett, will the junior guard. Still a 30-point lead for Auburn. Simmons will trigger from the baseline. Finds Anna Shepherd. Bank shot from 6 feet. Too strong. And Ava Deloach looks to push off the rebound. Gets it to the left-hand side. Pulls up from three in transition. Too strong. Rebound tipped around into the hands of a Panther. And a wild shot will go from number 15, Maya Crowell. Her first bucket here tonight. And Panthers have cut into a 30-point deficit. Hannah Shepherd, that is. Turnaround jumper at the free throw line won't fall. She was knocked to the floor, dives for the loose ball, and picks it up in the hands of Isabella Paul. Back out for Carr. She wants a three, can't get it to go. Long board comes out to Simmons, kicks to Winfrey. That's a three, and you bet. Brayley Winfrey gets her first three of the night to go. She's got five in the quarter. She's got nine on the game, and Auburn's back up by 31. Under three to play, third quarter. It is Erica Robinson looks to respond with a three of her own straight away, and she does. She's got 10, the first Panther to get to double digits, and a full timeout call by head coach Courtney Pritchett, and we will take one as well. 53-25, Auburn leads Smith Station in the third quarter. We're back after this on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
53-25 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station in the varsity girls game with 2:48 to play in the third quarter. We're on the campus of Auburn High School here in Auburn, Alabama. Final home game of area play for Auburn High. Second to last home game of the regular season. But Auburn High, the varsity girls, trying to guarantee at least a couple of more games inside this building, and they are looking to win the area tonight and host the area tournament right here on this floor. Tigers have it in the half court, moving right to left as we look at it. Caden Carr has it at the top. She was bumped by Serenity Foster. And just the first team foul on Smith Station of the quarter, so no free throws. So Anavia Nelms will sub back in. Pearl Simmons will have a seat. Caden Carr catches the pass in the backcourt. She's trying to bring it into the front court, and she does. Hands off to Anavia Nelms, who's newly in the game, is the senior point guard. Hit the big free throw on the road at Central the other night to give Auburn a 42-41 win. Shows how much of an offensive struggle it was the other night at Central. Put up just 42 points. Auburn's already got 53. As the Panthers blow up another dribble handoff, it'll be an inbound on the left sideline for Caden Carr. Tosses it into Anavia Nelms. She dribbles it to the top of the floor. 2:10 to play, third quarter. Auburn leads 53-25. Tries to turn the corner, can't do so. Picks up her dribble, had it knocked away. Serenity Foster is swarming the basketball right now in the hands of Anavia Nelms. It goes out of bounds. And the Tigers are inbounding again. Jalen White, newly in the ballgame, gets under the basket. Layup was blocked. Rebound knocked around. Back in the hands of White. Wild shot won't fall. Isabella Paul cleans it up, but can't get the bucket. Gets her own board. Goes up again and finds the bottom of the basket that time. Bella Paul's got an and-one opportunity. She had 8 in that first half. She's got a chance to make 3 in this third quarter the hard way. As 33 goes for 3 here at the free throw line. Bella had 8 points the last time these two teams played. A slow game against Central. Only had 3 points. Can't come up with the free throw, but Caden Carr is there to clean it up. And falling to the floor, Caden Carr gets it to fall. Her first bucket in the third quarter to add on to her 21-point first half. And the Tigers force a turnover in the backcourt, or in the front court, rather. And here come the Tigers again in the half court to our left. 57-25. Bounce pass underneath for Isabella Paul. Just a little too hot. And turns it over out of bounds. 1:15 to play. Third quarter. Auburn leads 57-25 over Smith Station. Deloach has it on the right-hand wing. Kicks it back to the top for Erica Robinson. Tries to go around to the left-hand side. Nothing there. Tigers with an extended 2-3 zone. Robinson at the top. Pump fake gets to Braylee Winfrey. And then her floater in the lane is no good, but she is fouled as Jalen White picks up the ticky-tack shooting foul. Puts Erica Robinson at the free throw line. She is the Panthers' leading scorer with 10 of the 25, make it 11 of the 26. seconds to play in the third quarter. Reminder, we'll have the fourth quarter of this game. Quick post-game show. Roll right into the pregame show and have the varsity boys game coming up all here on the Auburn High Sports Network. 1-for-2 at the line. And Winfrey will bring it across the 10-second line. Under a minute to play in the third quarter. Winfrey, right-hand side of the floor, picks up her dribble, dumps it down low. Jalen White, it's too easy. It is too easy for the eighth grader. She gets it to go, and nobody was home for the Panthers. Here's Deloach trying to respond with a 3 on the right-hand wing, and she does. She's now up to 10 points for the Smith Station Panthers. Between 5 and 11, Smith Station, they're still down by 30, but those two have had an impressive evening on the offensive end of the floor. Here's Caden Carr, dribble baseline, turn around on the baseline, and forces her way to get 2 more points. She's got 4 in the corner. Here come the Panthers now. It is in the lane. Layup won't go. Jalen White hits the floor hard, but pulls down the board. Here come the Tigers right to left. Nelms on the right-hand wing. Kicks to Carr with 4. Carr inside the arc with 3. Lets it fly too short. And the third quarter will come to an end. 61-29. Auburn leads Smith Station. 8 minutes to play for the varsity girls. We'll be right back on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Auburn High Basketball is on
96.3 W. Lee.
Start of the fourth quarter between Auburn and Smith Station. 61-29 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station with 8 minutes to play here inside of Auburn High School Gymnasium. Appreciate you being with us on the Auburn High Sports Network. My name is Jacob Goins. We're having a lot of fun on this Tuesday evening. Auburn High 16-3 on the season, 4-0 in area play. Smith Station just 4-15 this year, 1-3 in area play. The Tigers, with a win here tonight, will secure the regular season area title. They will host the area championship inside this gym in just a couple of weeks' time. Got to close it out, though, here in the final 8 minutes. Tigers have it in the half court, right to left. Hannah Shepherd gets a running start in the lane. It's too strong on the layup. Or on the floater, rather. Jaylen White is there on the offensive board. Can't get the putback to fall, but she is fouled. And the eighth grader will head back to the free throw line. Auburn really does have a little bit of everything on this team for head coach Courtney Pritchard. We're planning on getting him on the broadcast during halftime of the boys' game, so be sure you stick around. We'll have a good conversation with him as Jaylen gets a friendly roll and finds the bottom of the bucket. Had two in that third quarter. She starts the first quarter, the fourth quarter, with a made free throw. But again, Tigers have a little bit of everything, man. They've got bigs down low. They've got size at guard. They've got speed at guard. Jaylen White splits a pair. Hannah Shepherd cannot convert on the offensive rebound putback opportunity. Here come the Panthers. Brandy Winfrey cuts off the pass, which would have been an open three-point attempt in the corner. It goes out of bounds. Good play by 20 and White. 62-29, Auburn leads, and a running clock here in this fourth quarter. Erica Robinson to inbound on the right sideline right here in front of us. It is Caden Carr defending the inbound, nearly threw it away. Good save by 22 in black. That's Courtney Allen. She'll dribble the entire baseline, kick to the far corner. Erica Robinson's now stuck. Kick down low, Hannah Shepherd comes up with the steal. Here comes Caden Carr. She's had the hot hand all night long. Kicks to the near corner. Brayley Winfrey. Bounce pass underneath. Jaylen White. And just too easy again. That's easy money for 5 and White. She's got another bucket here in the fourth quarter. She's had a great game as the eighth grader. Now gets the block on this end. Fights for the rebound in the hands of Hannah Shepherd. Big time block by 5. Here come the Tigers right to left. On your radio dial, they'll slow it down. With Anavia Nelms, picks up her dribble. Ball is fought for in the backcourt. Brady Winfrey comes up with it. And give Smith Station credit, man. They have yet to stop. On the defensive end of the floor, Brady Winfrey, after a wild shot, she thought she was fouled. And picks up her own rebound and is able to bank it in off the backboard. Now a wild shot by Erica Robinson won't fall. Rebound put back and fouled is Courtney Allen. Will step up to the line as she took a shot from Hannah Shepherd. Again, a running clock in this fourth quarter. 66-29 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station. As Courtney Allen, a couple of power dribbles at the free throw line and unable to bank it in.
At the line of defenders, number 22, Courtney Allen. Into the game for the Tigers.
Bella Paul comes in. Jaylen White takes a seat. I want to take a moment to let you know that second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. See upcoming events at goosecenter.auburn.edu. 0-for-2 at the line. Rebound comes out to Brayley Winfrey and hands off to Caden Carr. She's ran point for most of the night, and I've liked what I've seen from Caden Carr being the main one at the top. She gets to the lane. Tough bank shot, cannot fall, and grabs her own rebound. Then a foul underneath will go against 22 in black. That is Courtney Allen, who is showing clear frustration for Smith Station. That'll be on the floor, just the second foul for the Panthers. in this fourth quarter as we approach 4 minutes to play. Tigers have it right to left on your radio dial. They're in the half court. Kicks to the far corner as Brady Winfrey, trying to come around a screen, was just run over by 22 in black. That's Courtney Allen again, who was just showing frustration. At one point, she walks herself completely out of the picture. And now back into it. So the third foul on Smith Station, but not in the act of shooting, so the Tigers will inbound again. Anavia Nelms, baseline right, finds Praley Winfrey, was hacked on the inside, doesn't get the call. Bella does, though, as 33 and white heads to the line. And that's what I was saying a little bit ago, man. This Auburn High team, a little bit of everything. You've got your bigs inside like Bella Paul and Jalen White. You've got some bigger guards like a Hannah Shepherd, and then your accelerated guards like Anavia Nelms, Braylee Winfrey, Caden Carr. You've got shooters on this team like Carr and Winfrey. I mean, you really do have a little bit of everything on this team. And you feel like this one is built to make a run, as was last year's team for head coach Courtney Pritchett. First free throw, no good from Bella. Second free throw, same result. Rebound tipped around, and Hannah Shepherd, board man, gets paid. She has scored in three of the four quarters here tonight. She has eight on the game, does the freshman for Auburn High School. It's 68-29. Tough shot in the lane, may have been blocked, and the rebound comes down to the Tigers. They look to push. Winfrey down low, underneath, layup by Bella Paul, no good. Hannah Shepherd comes flying in for the rebound, but stepped on the baseline to do so. And multiple subs will come in as the starters appear to be done for the evening, other than Caden Carr. As Reagan Small subs in, Sophie Arrington subs in, Pearl Simmons subs in, Kaylee Levitt will sub in as well. So Caden Carr will be the only starter to stay on the floor. She guards the ball handler. Reagan Small is able to jump the pass, but a jump ball forced by four in black. That's Lee. And 2 minutes counting down and a running clock. 68-29 is Auburn's lead over Smith Station. Inbound on the sideline just to our right, as Reagan Small all up in the grill of the inbounder. Bounces it in, gets it back to the inbounder. That is Morris, who wears 10 in black. Hands off for four. That is Lee. Dribbles and cut off by Caden Carr. Hands off at the top, now guarded by Sophie Arrington. Crossover dribble at the top. That is Walker, who hands it off on the left-hand side, guarded by Reagan Small. Way to move your feet, three and white. Picks up her dribble far side of the floor. Just nowhere to go for the Panthers. This Tiger defense doesn't let up even when the reserves are in the game. Tough shot in the lane. Rebound is pulled down by Pearl Simmons. And they call a foul, a loose ball foul on the Panthers. 25 in black, that's Kendall Woodyard. So it will be Tiger basketball with 70 seconds to play in the game. And that is the fifth team foul on Smith Station, so free throws coming up for Auburn. Not sure if they'll stop the clock or not. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't in these situations. But Auburn up 68-29. First free throw from Pearl Simmons is good. She gets in the scoring column. Now the eighth Tiger to score for Auburn High School. Clock still running, under 40 seconds. Olivia Quinones will sub in. And Pearl Simmons gets the Tigers to the 70 mark. How about that? 70 points for Auburn in this game. 30 seconds counting down. Smith Station will advance the basketball left to right on your radio dial. They'll get it to the near corner, guarded by Olivia Quinones. 20 seconds to play in the ball game. Gets to the lane, cut off, picked up her dribble. Should have been a double dribble, and it is. So Auburn can inbound, get in the front court, and dribble it out for the win. Under eight to play, and now seven. Arrington gets to the lane with six. She hands it off for Kaylee Levitt, who lays it in. Had 2 points in the second quarter, has 2 points in the fourth quarter, and Auburn is a big winner tonight. 72-29, final score over Smith Station. Tigers claim the regular season area title. They will host the area tournament right here at Auburn High School. 72-29, final score. Auburn takes down Smith Station in the varsity girls game. Stick around, post-game show coming up on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Stay warm, dry, and ready this hunting season with premium gear from Winter Timber Outdoors. Suit up with the latest Sitka apparel, light and crispy boots, and premium dive bomb waders built for the toughest of hunts. And don't forget the feed. Grab triple clean deer corn, just $8.99 for a 50-pound bag. From the woods to the water, we've got everything you need to elevate your adventure. Winter Timber Outdoors, Auburn Opelika's premier hunting and shooting retailer.
Hello, this is Coley Trant from Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory. My dad Bill and I are pleased to be a part of the Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County area and thankful to the families that have placed their trust in us. At Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, we continue to assure you when you call on us, you will be treated like a member of our own family with passionate and caring service. It's our desire to assist you during your difficult times and help you through your many decisions you face. Call on us in your time of need, Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
Hey Auburn, looking for a sweet way to celebrate after the big game? Head over to Sweet Frog Premium Frozen Yogurt right here in Auburn. We've got a wide variety of frozen yogurt flavors, more toppings than you can fathom, and even dairy-free Dole Whip for a refreshing twist. Locally owned by the Pate family, Sweet Frog Auburn supports Auburn High School athletics, local ministries, and community charities. It's the perfect place to make sweet memories with family and friends, and now with our expanded space, there's even more room to gather, celebrate birthdays, or host private events. Sweet Frog Auburn, froyo fun, toppings and flavors for everyone. What a sweet vibe. Go Tigers.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center at Building Supply.
1907. Auburn had no paved roads, no local newspaper, a few automobiles, very little electricity or indoor plumbing, and one bank, Auburn Bank. For all these years, we've had a part in shaping and serving Auburn, Opelika, and East Alabama, a steadfast partner to our customers, meeting financial needs at just the right times. How do we know our community so well? Because we've grown up together. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, online at auburnbank.com.
The Gouge Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at gougecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Teamwork is key to winning on the basketball court. At University Ace, teamwork is key to our success, too. Hi, Jonathan Fittner here from University Ace Hardware. We're proud to be your neighborhood helpful place, serving the community since 2013. Our mission? Serve both in-store and in the community. For us, getting a customer for life is like winning a state championship, and we couldn't do it without our committed team and loyal members. University Ace Hardware, next to the movie theater in Auburn. University Ace is proud to support the Auburn High School Tigers.
Winter is in full swing at Mountain High Outfitters. Come see all the great gear to keep you warm and dry in style. From the North Face, Patagonia, Free People Movement, Vuori, or Local Boy, we have you set for every day or your ski or snowboarding trip this season. Come see Mountain High Outfitters on South College next to Tzatziki's in the heart of Auburn. Experience the difference at Mountain High Outfitters. Get out, get active, be inspired, and live your passion.
The Auburn High School Tigers play here.
Auburn High basketball on 96.3 W. Lee. Go Tigers!
And at this time, if you are a cancer survivor or if you've lost a loved one to cancer, please stand. Thank you very much. Let's once again give a big round of applause to everyone here tonight and in our continued battle to kick cancer's butt. So
as you can hear, we're back here on the Auburn High Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic. Shayna Daniels night here. They do it every year for Auburn High School in honor of cancer survivors. And it's pink out, which doesn't, you can't see it on the radio, but I'll describe it as best as I can. I mean, there's pink everywhere in this place. Pink outfits, pink balloons, pink everything. And it's for Antoine Daniels' mother, who passed away from cancer. And so they do this in honor every single year with the pink out, with donations and a night like this. So truly special. So that was going on there. So apologies for the extended delay, but a really cool moment and a really cool night here at Auburn High School. We'll take another break. We'll come back and get you ready for the Auburn High varsity boys. See if we can snag a player as well from the girls. All that coming up here on the Auburn High Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hi, this is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Hunting season is here, and Winter Timber Outdoors has everything you need to make it your best one yet. With legendary shotguns and rifles from Benelli, Beretta, Rite, CZ, Winchester, Browning, Ruger, Savage, Fierce, Christensen, and Bergara. Load up on dove and duck shells from Migra, Rogue, Apex, Rio, and Heavy Shots. Plus, shop a full lineup of duck decoys and accessories from Heyday, Higdon, and Dive Bomb. Don't miss out. Come see us today at Winter Timber Outdoors in Auburn, across from the mall and right next to Walmart Neighborhood Market.
Follow Auburn High boys and girls basketball on 96.3 W. Lee, your home of light favorites and the Tigers.
The Auburn High varsity girls winners tonight over Smith Station 72-29. Yes, the score is legit. It was an offensive showing tonight for the Auburn High Tigers as they get it done. They move to 5-0 in area play. They secure the regular season area championship, and they will host the area tournament here at Auburn High School. I'm Jacob Goins, and we are in a quick post-game show. We'll get you ready for the boys' game coming up in just a moment, but we sit now with the player of the game. She wears number 0. You heard her name a lot here tonight on the broadcast. Kaden Carr ends up 25 points tonight here at home. You were on fire. I mean, I was watching pregame, halftime, during the game as well. I can only remember like 3 misses on the night. So congratulations on
Thank
that.
Thank you. Thank you.
What was it tonight? Something clearly was on with you. I mean, you were pulling up from nearly half court and just letting it fly. So talk us through what you felt.
Honestly, like, I knew I was on from like once I hit my first 2 or 3, and once I knew it was one of my nights and it was my night, I just kept pulling it, and even at halftime, like, I wasn't hardly missing, so I just knew it was one of those nights that, like, I'm not missing much, so I got to take advantage of it.
Yeah, for you as one of the guards on this team, we know that guards run everything in the Courtney Pritchett offense, and with the ball in your hands, do you feel like you always have the green light? Do you feel like if the shot is there, you're supposed to take it?
Yes, for sure.
With his offense?
I feel like he's definitely given me the opportunity of, like, when the ball's in my hands, like, he trusts me enough like that. So I can truly, like, say that, like, when the ball's in my hands, I can shoot whenever I want. So, which I'm very grateful for that.
Well, another big win here tonight against Smith Station. One more to go in area play, a couple of non-area games coming up next week. But you'll get to host the area tournament here at home. What does that mean to you and your squad?
Oh, that's very important. You know, home court advantage, you know. We're much comfortable at home. We practice here every day. We know the goals. We know we're kind of more comfortable, play together, all that stuff. And when you're on the road, you got to deal with road stuff. So it's very important, and we got to do our job and what we do best.
Kaden Carr, player of the game tonight as Auburn takes down Smith Station 72-29 in the varsity girls game. Kaden, thank you for your time. Congratulations on the win. Kaden Carr, player of the game again, 25 tonight, man. Unbelievable for Kaden Carr. She played well, had a big night, and she gets it done. And so do the Auburn High Tigers in a big way over Smith Station. Again, 72-29 final score. We'll take a break. We'll come back and get you ready for the varsity boys game between Auburn and Smith Station as you're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on 96.3 W. Lee.